From Washington, this is VOA News. Hello, I'm Steve Miller. Authorities say 12 people are confirmed dead and at least 80 people have been hospitalized since a van jumped a sidewalk and swerved through a busy pedestrian area in Barcelona, Spain. Two people have been arrested and the Islamic State group has claimed responsibility. The police force for Spain's Catalonia region says troopers have also shot and killed a man who was in a car that hit two officers at a traffic blockade in Barcelona. The Mossos d'Esquadra force did not indicate if the incident was related to the van attack in the city's Las Ramblas district on Thursday. Local media reports say that a white Ford Focus ran over the officers and then was intercepted by police 3 kilometers away. That's where the troopers shot dead one man. Sierra Leone's government on Thursday began burying the 350 people killed earlier this week in mudslides in the country's capital. It warned of new danger from a large crack that has opened on a mountainside where residents were told to evacuate. The government has hired 600 gravediggers for the burials, which are taking place in a cemetery where the victims of the 2014 to 2015 Ebola outbreak that killed thousands in the West African nation were laid to rest. Each person will be buried individually in a dignified manner, said the Deputy Minister of Information and Communications. The United States top general says the United States and South Korea will proceed with a joint military drill this week, resisting pressure from China and North Korea to halt the annual exercises. The exercises began with what the military officials call a soft start on Wednesday, with the major portion of the exercises beginning Monday. This is VOA News. The U.S. and Japanese defense chiefs and top diplomats met in Washington to discuss North Korea amid mixed messages from the Trump administration on how to deal with the nuclear missile threat. Secretary of Defense James Mattis said that together the U.S. and Japan will deter and, if necessary, defeat any threat.
We call on North Korea to choose a better path than one of provocation and threats. Such a path is not in its own best interest, nor in the best interest of any other nation.
Japan is a key U.S. ally and potential target of North Korean aggression. Zimbabwe's First Lady has requested diplomatic immunity for an incident in which she allegedly assaulted a young woman in Johannesburg, South Africa. The incident has sparked public outrage in the nation and could also complicate relations between the neighboring countries. VOA's Anita Powell looks at the situation.
The accusations that Zimbabwe's First Lady Grace Mugabe assaulted and badly hurt a young woman in an upscale Johannesburg hotel this week have grabbed international headlines. The incident has also created a major diplomatic headache for two neighbors who have delicate relations. Zimbabwe and South Africa are major trade partners, but in recent years, instability and economic woes have sent millions of Zimbabweans fleeing across the border. This event has thrown these issues into sharper focus. Here is South African international relations spokesman Clayson Monyela when asked what the government plans to do.
We've been advised not to comment on this thing any further.
His department has the job of deciding whether to grant Grace Mugabe's request for diplomatic immunity. Anita Powell, VOA News, Johannesburg.
Officials in Venezuela are pointing fingers at each other over who bears responsibility for clashes between inmates and security forces at a prison that left 37 people dead. Interior Minister Nestor Reverol says authorities were forced to take action after the state governor failed to resolve a crisis at a small prison in the southern city of Puerto Ayacucho. Amazonas Governor Liborio Garuera replied that the ruling Socialist Party has begun its campaign for the governorship with a massacre. Families of the prisoners are still waiting for the dead to be identified. The United States and Sweden are calling for the United Nations to follow up inconclusive investigations into the murder of two UN experts from their countries in Congo. American Michael Sharp and Zaida Catalan were slain in March in Congo's violence-torn Kasai region, and their killing was a key issue at a UN Security Council meeting Thursday attended by family members. UN Ambassador Nikki Haley backed for a full investigation with Secretary General Antonio Guterres' authority. I'm Steve Miller.
That's the latest world news from VOA.